Alrighty, welcome everyone to the first ever The Broken Kingdom Show over here on Anchor. Up next, we're going to be talking about John Jones' alleged failed drug test and him not being stripped or him being stripped of the title. More of that will be next. So according to SportsCenter on ESPN, UFC light heavyweight champion John Jones has failed a drug test related to his TKO championship win over Daniel Cormier at UFC 214 last month in Anaheim. UFC President Dana White confirmed Jones' failed test to ESPN on Tuesday. TMZ first reported the news. White denied the UFC has stripped Jones of the title, as TMZ also reported. According to TMZ, Jones tested positive for the anabolic steroids, turinabol, I can't pronounce that, it's T-U-R-I-N-A-B-O-L. White did not comment on the banned substance Jones tested positive for. This is the second failed drug test of Jones' tumultuous career. The UFC was first forced to pull Jones from a scheduled headliner against Cormier just days before UFC 200 in July 2016, which we all remember that very vividly, after he tested positive for anti-estrogenic agents. Jones later told the United States Anti-Doping Agency, USADA, that failed tests was the result of an unmarked sexual enhancement pill. So basically, his private part was too small than he wanted it to be. Jones, 30, served a one-year suspension for the failed drug test. Before that, the UFC stripped him of his title in 2015 after he was arrested on a hit-and-run charges. He's the only UFC champion to ever be stripped of the title because of disciplinary reasons. Jones' camp did not immediately respond to requests for comments. So after reading about this, apparently TMZ reported that he got stripped of the title, but Dana White fails to confirm that Jones is not stripped of the title. Excuse my voice. But I don't know. It's just one thing I'll give him credit for is he managed to actually get into the octagon this time. He didn't fail the drug test and not headline a show. At least he headlined a show and then failed the test. But still, dude, how many times are you gonna be on drugs and fail a drug test, dude? Come on. This is what, the fourth time? First, you did it in May 2012. Then you did it in December 2014. I think it was 2014. Then you did it after your first fight with Daniel Cormier at UFC 182 in 2015. Then you did it again at UFC 200 days before the fight. And now you do it again after UFC 214. And now I don't even know what's happening to you. You're either going to get stripped of the title or you're going to be suspended for 5 years or 4 years or however long it takes. But dude, just stop. Stop doing drugs. Stop doing steroids. Don't take anything at all. Don't trust anything. Don't look at anything. Always go to a doctor first. Always go to USADA first before taking anything at all. But yeah, that's the story on ESPN. Apparently, Bleacher Report, TMZ, SportsCenter, and a lot of other mainstream news websites have reported on Jones failing drug tests for UFC 214. So, will DC get the championship back? Will he not? I don't know. It's we're just going to be playing this game again. This is legit, like, an entire game. Jones gets stripped of the title, DC wins it. Jones wins it back, he fails the drug test again, gives it back to DC. Like, we can't keep playing this game over and over and over again. Hell, don't even give the championship to Daniel Cormier. Hell, give it to Alexander Gustafsson. Or freaking give it to Glover Teixeira, Jimmy Manawa. Freaking, like, who's the guy that beat Jimmy Manawa UFC 214? I don't know his name, but, like, give it to him. Or if Anthony Johnson wants to come back, give it to him. Like, or make it vacant. Like, vacate the title. Have it. If Anthony Johnson wants to come back and fight for the title, let him fight for the title. If DC wants to fight for it, let him fight for it. Have Alexander Gustafsson fight for it. Like, do whatever you have to do, but I don't know, man. I just don't know about this. It's like, you trust a dude once, and then he fails, and you're like, okay, he makes a mistake. Does it again? He's like, and then we're like, does it a third time? And like, oh my god, dude. It does it a fourth time. Like, ah, my god, come on. Does it a fifth time, and then, you know what? I'm done. I'm done with him. I'm done with John Jones. And here I am in a difficult position, because I want to hate the dude, and I want to, like, just, like, I don't know, like, remove him. I want him gone from the UFC, but, like, the guy last year, he got caught for estrogen, for, like, estrogen pills, which is, like, his own personal problem, but, like, if he got caught doing steroids this time, I have lost all respect for this man and what he's done. So, who knows? Maybe he'll get stripped. Maybe he won't. Maybe he didn't fail the drug test. Maybe he did. Maybe it was just some other bullshit thing that happened. But anyway, Jones failed UFC 214 drug test, and he's still not stripped of the title. What will happen? We'll hear about it soon, later on the show. But up next will be more Batman-related movies coming to the DCEU. So it's just been reported by comicbook.com that DC and Warner Brothers are releasing a new movie that's not part of the DCEU, and that is the Joker movie. And apparently Joker is going to have his own origin story, so we're probably going to get something like The Killing Joke, or maybe somewhere where, like, they kind of pay homage to The Killing Joke, but, like, twist it and change it up in their own way. But as of right now, it seems that there has been rumored of a Joker origin movie that will introduce a new actor in the role of the iconic Batman villain. So poor Jared Leto got the boot, but maybe we'll probably get a better Joker. We're like, I'm not that angry with Jared Leto. I just felt like Jared Leto just didn't have enough time to be, like, a great Joker for a Suicide Squad movie. I don't even think he should have been in the Suicide Squad movie. I think he probably should have been in the Batman movie, or in his own, like, or in, like, the Batgirl movie, because then they could do The Killing Joke for that. But looks like Joker is gonna get his origin movie. More news on The Broken Kingdom. Thank you all for listening. And now here's I'm Only Human After All by John the Raccoon Jones and Believer by Imagine Dragons to end off the show. Thank you all for listening. I'm your host, Ashu Punjabi, and I'll see you all back on The Broken Kingdom.